Every once in a while, something comes along and changes the automotive performance industry forever. As we dive into this video, I will tell you why this new technology will work, why it won't work, and why it is important. Now, the premise behind this is Lamborghini has introduced what they call a dynamic wheel hub. What this dynamic hub does is it allows for camber and toe suspension adjustments on the fly. If you've ever seen your vehicle up on an alignment rack and watched the person adjusting it with precision and doing it ever so slowly, because those little differences make such a big difference in the handling characteristics of your vehicle. In a way, it's a bit of an art form. Well, Lamborghini is saying, we can do this like that. Now, camber on your vehicle is where the wheels are up and down. That is 0 degrees of camber. If you go this way, where the top of the tires rotate out, that's positive camber. If they rotate in, it's negative camber. Now, negative camber is beneficial for your handling purposes because as the tires are facing this way, if you go around a corner at high speeds, the whole weight of the vehicle is going to shift a little bit and it'll put the contact patch further down on the road surface, allowing you to have more grip going around that corner. Now, negative camber only works to a certain extent. If you see vehicles like this, that is a style choice. Now, conversely, toe is where if you're looking top down, the wheels are going to go out or in or straight forward. Again, this has implications on handling and tire wear. Previously, when aligning your vehicle, you've had to make a choice. Do I want better performance or do I want my tires to last longer? BMWs are famous for this. They have a more aggressive alignment out of the box that allows them to handle better. Conversely, they go through tires quicker. Why is this important? You no longer have to choose. You can have your vehicle set up for tire wear so that they last longer, but then when you go to race your vehicle, it'll automatically adjust for you. Now, Lamborghini says this only allows for 2.5 to 5.5 degrees of negative camber and about 6.6 degrees of toe in or out. That may not sound like a lot, but that's plenty of adjustments. Now, why this technology won't work is it does require a high voltage electrical system. Lamborghini says that they are currently running these off of 48 volt electric motors, and it can adjust up to 60 degrees in just 1 second. However, they do say they are going to upgrade to the 400 volt architecture that their plug-in hybrids are using. Another reason why this will not work is it is incredibly complicated. Simple in concept, difficult in execution. If you think back to the early 90s, sports cars at the time, they were trying out rear steer, and a lot of these systems didn't work the best. There are kits out there to delete the rear steer on some of these vehicles. It took almost 30 years for this technology to catch on. Although Lamborghini is testing this right now, it could be a long time before you see this on anything outside of a high-end vehicle. Obviously, this makes the cars way more complicated and adds moving parts. As we move more and more towards electrification, moving parts are going away. Well, they're bringing them right back with this technology. So, of course, we have to answer, why will it work? I hear it all the time when I put out a video. This vehicle looks like X, Y, and Z. This vehicle looks exactly like this. Why did they rip off this company? Why does it look exactly like this vehicle? Previously, design played a huge part in how a vehicle was perceived. Again, as we move towards electrification, vehicles kind of have to fit a certain mold. They have to minimize damage to pedestrians, they have to be aero efficient, and they have to fit in with the current styling trends. And this isn't solely geared towards electric vehicles, but there's so little to differentiate vehicles now. Every manufacturer has a 2-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder somewhere in their lineup, and they all have similar power outputs. So really, what is there to differentiate a car anymore? This is a factor that could allow you to differentiate your vehicle. As the auto journalists always say, the answer is always Miata, but what if the Miata is just like any other car? Well, if it had a system like this, it does allow you to differentiate it and say, hey, this is actually a sporty vehicle. For me, the biggest reason why this will work is because of tires. With fuel economy regulations and zero emission vehicle regulations coming fast and furious at the automotive industry, the tires have to minimize their rolling resistance. What's the opposite of effect of that? It's not going to handle as well. It's not trying to be as sticky to the road. It's trying to glide across the road, which doesn't translate well into handling. This technology allows you to compensate for some of those limitations. So you can choose, I'm going down the road, I need that tire wear, that low rolling resistance to maximize my range and fuel efficiency. proficiency. But as soon as you go off the beaten path and up the canyon for a little spirited cruise, well, here you go. You've got something that has the best of both worlds. Now, I don't believe that this is going to be implemented right away because Lamborghini themselves say they're not going to implement it for 12 to 18 months. It is still in the testing phase. But within the next 10 years, I think this could be a real viable option on your average everyday vehicle. But Lamborghini's testing shows that this is a really positive development. Taking an exact same vehicle, going around the Imola track, this active dynamic hub allows the vehicle to go 2.2 seconds per lap faster. And around the Nardo track, it allows it to go 2.5 seconds faster. And of course, the Nordschleife, it provides 5 seconds of an advantage over the non-dynamic hub vehicle. Lamborghini also says this provides 25% more cornering force. The numbers show that this is an incredible technology, one that I think will forever change the landscape of automotive performance vehicles. Not right away, but someday it will trickle down to the vehicles you and I can afford. Whether those vehicles still appeal to the enthusiast, I don't know. But there are some manufacturers out there that I do feel will provide an enthusiast package that we can all rally behind. So in spite of it being a more complicated system requiring a more advanced electronic system and requiring a more advanced software system to combat the traction control, dynamic stability control, all those things, I think this is a positive development, one that will definitely change performance vehicles in the future. That said, I want to hear your opinion about this. So make sure to drop a comment below and check out some of my other videos while you're here. But thank you for watching, and I will catch you on the next one.